City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten? Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 1453, appeal of Eric Reistad and Hans Bathier, applicant, against the hearing officer's decision to deny a two-lot partition with an open space environmental preservation tract located at unaddressed Council Crest Extended and Southwest Fairmont Boulevard, LU07-113-299, LDP-ENM.
The city attorney will describe the hearing process.
Record. This hearing is designed only to determine if the hearings officer made the correct decision based on the evidence that was presented to him. If you start to talk about new issues or try to present new evidence today, you may be interrupted and reminded that you must limit your testimony to the record. We will begin with a staff report by the Bureau of Development Services staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the City Council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The appellant will go first and will have 10 minutes to present its case. Following the appellant, persons who support the appeal will go next. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak to the council. The principal opponent, if there is one, will have 15 minutes to address the City Council and rebut the appellant's presentation. After the principal opponent, if there is one, the council will hear from persons who oppose the appeal. Again, each person will have 3 minutes. Finally, the appellant will have 5 minutes to rebut the presentation of the opponents of the appeal. The council may then close the hearing, deliberate, and take a vote on the appeal. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the record. If the council takes a final vote today, that will conclude the matter before the council. I would like to announce several guidelines for those who will be addressing City Council today. Again, this is an on-the-record hearing. This means you must limit your remarks to arguments based on the record compiled by the hearings officer. You may refer to evidence that was previously submitted to the hearings officer. You may not submit new evidence today that was not submitted to the hearings officer. If your argument includes new evidence or issues, the council will not consider it, and it will be rejected in the City Council's final decision. If you believe a person who addressed City Council today improperly presented new evidence or presented a legal argument that relies on evidence that is not in the record, you may object to that argument. Finally, under state law, only issues that were raised before the hearings officer may be raised in the appeal to the City Council. If you believe another person has raised issues today that were not raised before the hearings officer, you may object to the council's consideration of that issue. That's
it. Thank you. Do any members of council wish to declare a conflict of interest? No council members have a conflict of interest to declare. Do any members of council have any ex parte contacts to declare or information gathered outside of the hearing to disclose? No council members have ex parte contacts to declare. Do any members of council have questions or other preliminary matters that need to be addressed before we begin the hearing? Staff, could you please come forward? You have 10 minutes.
Thank you, Mayor, members of City Council. My name is John Cole. I'm the Land Division planner that reviewed this particular case. Rachel Whiteside is in the audience, who did the environmental review for this particular application, and Kurt Kruger is here from the Bureau of Transportation in case there are any questions about the street and circulation elements of this particular proposal. As the attorney had mentioned, this is a appeal of a hearings officer decision that denied an application for a two-lot land division that also included one environmental protection tract. It was a Type 3 land division with an environmental review and modification. Mark Dane and Leah Hyman from Blue Sky Planning are also in the audience representing the property owner and developers, Hans Vathauer, apologize if I got the pronunciation wrong, and Eric Reistad. On this particular map of the neighborhood of the property in question, you can see that there is a shaded piece of property that has frontage on both Council Crest Drive extended and then Fairmount Boulevard along its eastern edge. This particular piece of property has an R10 single-family residential zoning district applied to it, as well as a C conservation overlay zone applied to the eastern three-quarters of the property. The other items that I'd like to point out on this particular map is you will see that Council Crest Drive comes to sort of a dead end here along the edge of the property, and there is no public right-of-way between Council Crest and Southwest 19th Avenue. As part of the applicant's submittal, they will be improving the street frontage of Council Crest Drive. I'm going to end up talking later in my presentation about a hearings officer concern about connectivity and whether or not a street segment should be included with this land division. When I say that, I'd point out that the hearings officer was referring to an east-west street connection that would connect Council Crest Drive to Fairmount Boulevard. This is a picture of the site from overhead and a little bit to the north. You can see Council Crest Drive along the upper edge of the property and Fairmount Boulevard along the lower edge. I think that what you can see in this particular photograph is it's an undeveloped site with a mature stand of fir trees on the property. There's also a fairly intact understory. Just to help place this particular property, this is the communications tower, the red and white communications tower that you see on the hilltop. There are some other public infrastructure facilities up at the top of the hill, as well as single-family residential development in the neighborhood. The applicant's proposal was to create two parcels for single-family development off of Council Crest. The remainder and the majority of the property was going to be placed into an environmental resource tract. Because of that overlay zone, the city staff did go through an environmental review of the proposal and reached an agreement with the applicants regarding what trees would be preserved and what sort of environmental enhancements would be undertaken in the environmental tract as part of the approval. There was also an environmental modification component to this application where some of the lot sizes for the single family lots were reduced to smaller than they would otherwise be permitted in the R10 zoning district, and some of the front yard setbacks were reduced. These modifications were arrived at as a means of increasing the amount of this site that could be placed in the environmental tract. This is a picture of the site plan. The red line that you see on this particular proposal is the final configuration of the proposed individual lots. Here's one of the single family home footprints. Here's the second. And then everything to the right on this particular drawing would be placed in an environmental overlay tract. The hearings officer held a public hearing on this application on October 25th and subsequently issued a decision for denial. In the hearings officer staff report, he had found that every criteria for approval except for two had been met. So the only two that the hearings officer had an issue with were these two criteria in Chapter 33654. This is the section of the development code that deals with street connectivity. And in particular, the hearings officer issued a statement that you see in front of you. The applicant has not provided an east-west through street on the site or shown why it is not appropriate or practicable to provide one. Staff had recommended approval of this particular application, and perhaps we just had more of an opportunity to take a look at that particular public record because we do think that there is information in the existing public record that argues against trying to put in an east-west through street in this location. The code does permit staff to look at other issues such as terrain, environmental overlays, surrounding development, when we make a decision as to whether or not we should ask for an additional street connection. In this particular case, there's approximately a 42% slope between Fairmount Boulevard and Council Crest. To put this in perspective, the city gets nervous anytime a street grade gets over 15%, and it's very rare that a street grade greater than 18% would be approved. So on this particular steep slope, it's really impractical for the city to expect there to be a connecting street. Secondly, as I had indicated, roughly two-thirds of this site is being designated as an environmental overlay tract. And the idea of trying to put through either a pedestrian connection or a public street connection would be in conflict with the city's goals and objectives of preserving this tract of land and its environmental condition. Therefore, staff would reiterate its opinion that there is no practicable way of placing an east-west connection in this location. I'm not sure if it'll show up very well on these particular slides that I'm showing you, but this is a map of the particular property with some of the contour grades drawn in here. And as I'd mentioned, it's approximately a 42% grade to try to connect these two streets. Again, this is a site map that is also showing the location of the significant trees that are located in the environmental overlay zone. All of these particular trees will be preserved, and the applicant is also committed to doing some mitigation in terms of going in and cleaning out some of the invasive species on this property. So just real quickly, this is a picture of a Council Crest at the top of the hill looking south. The property at issue is here off on the left side of the screen. Here is a picture of Fairmount Boulevard along the lower edge of the property. On this slide, the subject site is to the right. Back up on Council Crest, looking east. If you're careful, you can kind of see some light at the, through the trees, and you begin to get a sense for the slope that we're talking about, and as well as some of the mature vegetation on the property. And at the bottom, looking up, you get a look at the site from below. So council alternatives today are to deny the appeal that's before you. This would have the effect of upholding the hearings officer decision for denial of the proposal, or you can uphold the appeal that has been submitted. This will overturn the hearings officer decision of denial and adopt revised findings and conditions of approval. If you choose to uphold the appeal and overturn the hearings officer, staff will ask that you schedule a follow-up meeting where we will present you formally with the findings of conditions and approval. And I'll answer any questions you might have.
Questions? Thank you. Could the appellant please come forward? State your name for the record, and you have 10 minutes.
Mark Dane, Blue Sky Planning, 1705 Southwest Taylor, Suite 250, Portland, Oregon, 97205. We are here today to correct an error by the hearings officer. If you refer to page 23 of the decision of the hearings officer, under conclusions, he states that the applicants failed to address the approval criteria in Chapter 33.654, Rights of Way, Section 020. The hearings officer erred in that. We did actually address that approval criteria. More specifically, we also provided the maps and details in question that shows over a distance of around 300 feet is vertically about 130 feet. When I did the calcs, actually, in my head, it would be impossible for us to even build a staircase and meet building codes, given how steep this property is. There was no opposition to this proposal. We have minimized our impact. We have been working strongly with BES, PDOT, BDS, to go through this project. At the hearing, unfortunately, the issue was not raised by the hearings officer. We weren't aware of his concerns. And when we sought to seek a reconsideration, we were unable to do so, so I'm afraid we're here today. The planning department has waived the fee for the appeal. They feel very strongly that, that we are correct and are supportive of that. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them. But we thank staff for their time, and we believe we have a valid appeal, and it was an error by the hearings officer.
Questions for the applicant, appellate, I mean. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there any person here who supports the appeal who wishes to speak to this matter? Is there a principal opponent who wishes to address this issue? I don't think we have to go through rebuttal for you, sir, unless you choose to. Okay. Council
there's
deliberation.
No, there's nobody here that's opposed. Okay.
Council deliberation and decision.
I'd move to uphold the appeal, overturn the hearings officer's decision, and adopt the revised findings and conditions of approval.
Second.
Yes, we'll be coming back.
I am just doing what he told me to say.
Okay, it's been seconded.
Would you like me to say it?
And that's one of the first and only times you'll hear that from Commissioner Lynch. We should go while the going's good.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten? I'm sorry, Potter?
Aye. Thank you, folks. Sorry for having to make you come in.
Do we need to?
I think we have to schedule another.
Could you?
How long do you need?
How far in advance do you need the material from me?
Could we do it at a regular council Wednesday?
Yeah, usually on. How about a week or two? How about a week? A week. Okay. Actually, I'm sorry. Weeks. So
what is the date for the hearing?
Just for findings. Would January 9th be too soon? That's a little over a week. Is that okay? Okay. Do we need to set a time certain? Okay. Why don't we do that in the morning session of January 9th?
Okay. Adjourn until next week.
God, I wish all of them.